This is Bird Note. What does it take to photograph the essence of a bird? Here's photographer and naturalist Paul Banik.
A few years ago, I wanted to photograph the great gray owl. So I went to northern Minnesota. So I went out one morning before the sun had risen and watched great gray owls hunting. And I found one owl that was in a particularly photogenic place. And I watched that owl, where it flew to, where it perched, how did it come looking for prey, when was the sun in its face, at which moments would this bird pause and give me the best chance to capture motion. After watching that one morning, I was prepared to come out the next morning. So I went out before sunrise, and it was probably about 5 a.m. It was probably about minus 30 degrees, and it was snow with a pretty thick crust. And I trudged through the snow in the dark until I got to the place that I thought would give me the best chance of photographing that bird. And then I waited, and I waited probably for about 3 hours, knowing I couldn't move. Then I spotted the bird. And the bird started moving through the meadow. And my heart was racing as I saw the bird actually using the perches that I saw it using the day before. And finally, that bird launched. And it launched the way I hoped it would. It launched towards me. It pursued a vole under the snow. It stopped. It paused. It looked at me. And I got the sequence of shots I wanted.
This bird is one of several featured in Paul Banik's book, The Owl and the Woodpecker, Encounters with North America's Iconic Birds. Learn more on our website, birdnote.org.